Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Running Man. It is a 1987 dystopian action film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Richard Dawson. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie is 100% my cup of tea. It's one of the all-time great good bad movies. I'm really glad we revisited it. What about you?
This is a great movie. I really had a good time watching it. I mean, I say great. It's a really over-the-top, silly 80s action movie, and if that's what you're looking for, it's going to be a really great time.
So, Tim, give everybody a rundown. What's it about?
The film is set in the dystopian future of 2017, in which the justice system has been co-opted by the entertainment industry, and prisoners are forced to compete in a life-and-death game show called The Running Man. Michael, you said this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, this movie's insanely fun. It's got great one-liners. It's peak early career Arnold Schwarzenegger in one of the roles that's going to define him. And as you know, momentum is the name of the game in good bad movies. And this has it in spades. We never stop. And it's just fun all the way through.
This is one of the movies that I think you and I first watched together. Like when we first started watching movies together 20 years ago in high school. And it has stayed with me 100% ever since. Vividly remember so many scenes and the one-liners, like you mentioned, they're so good. They're absolutely ridiculous. And that's something that I would love to point out about this movie. It's silly and it's ridiculous and it embraces that. I mean, if we had a modern retelling of this movie, if they tried to remake it, it'd be gritty and it'd be dark and they'd take it seriously. In this original movie, the guy's got like Christmas lights as a costume. It's real silly looking, but it works, and I really love that about the film. It makes it so much fun.
The over-the-top 80s style really is what seals the deal on this film. It's way over the line of what should be acceptable, and because of that, that's what makes it so great and fun.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, too, it's got some good points underlying all of the silliness, which is a great satire of American consumerism that runs underneath it. Richard Dawson plays the host of this fictional game show, really is giving it his all, poking holes and how silly we've become as entertainment gets merged with consumerism is really fascinating.
Absolutely. Now, was there anything about the film that didn't work for you, Michael?
The only thing that I would say didn't work for me was that there were some overreaches in terms of a broader political narrative. So, you know, the great story of Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to survive in this arena is awesome. They tried to weave in some, like, there's a rebel force and they need to overthrow the government, and that didn't really add much to it. At the end of the day, the life and death struggle with our protagonist is really what won me over.
Absolutely. I mean, I understand why they added it. It really does bring a nice sort of denouement to the film, and it has a nice big action climax, but in the end, what we're here for is the story of Arnold Schwarzenegger and surviving this game show, and that's really what the movie's about. All this extra stuff doesn't add too much. It doesn't detract either, but it's not necessary. Michael, when should somebody watch the film?
Tim, this is one of the all-time great good bad movies. It stood the test of time. We revisited it, as you said, almost 20 years later after watching it, and boy, has it stood up. Anyone is thinking about getting into the good bad movie genre, this is one to check out.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. It's silly. It's over the top, and you're going to have a good time watching it. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.